This is a Social Storytellers podcast.
How does she do this?
Wait, it's okay. That's the volume. And I'm going to press this one, and it's the music, I hope.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And I will edit this out later, but the music is in. In the episode. Shit, I didn't write down the episode.
Hi, welcome to We Are The Watchers. It's a very special episode. It's episode 120.
Tom.
It's a new episode. You might notice that it's me doing the introduction. Hey, ha! Leah is not here.
Watchers.
I think she's away. She was going away, but I thought she'd be... Anyway, she's not here. So I am going to do it solo, and I am going to press the buttons she always presses, like this one.
La 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 la.
Hi.
No.
Ash.
No.
You disgust me.
Turn off music. There we go. Okay. And what's this one?
In a world.
No, 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 not...
Welcome.
All right, all right, all right. Anyway, okay. So, in case of this situation, before everyone, hi, welcome. As you can hear, I'm not very accustomed to pressing the buttons and running the desk, but we're going to give it a red hot go because why not? Tom, how are you? Good. Thank you. Covered. All right. So, Leah has left some pre-recorded questions for me, which is great. These were not recorded in the last week. I think we recorded these like 18 months ago or something. So apologies if they're really out of date. But what are you going to do? I've always wondered. I told her that we could probably get like a hand clap or like studio or applause. No. All right. Sorry, everyone tried, but nope. Anyway. Moving on, I'm going to press this first button because I have lined up a question from Leah as to whether we have any news this week.
Do you want me to do a voice? Like, is there any news this week? Too much? Just my normal voice? See, it feels really awkward now, like forced. Is there any news this week? Is there any news this week? I'll do.
Thanks, Leah. No news. Which is news in and itself, that apparently Hollywood decided to take a break for the week and not give us news. So, moving right along.
Become a watcher on Facebook. Facebook.com/WeAreTheWatchers.
And that worked. No one's going to suspect that that was news. Well, okay. All right, what do we do? All right, moving on to some stuff we have watched, stuff I have watched. I've got some stuff in my pile that I didn't talk about with Leah because we've been busy talking about other stuff, but some weird stuff. I'm going to kick off one first with... I'll cut that bit out. I'm going to kick off first with this a movie from the UK called The Festival. It's produced by a lot of the people that were involved with The Inbetweeners, and it stars one of the guys from The Inbetweeners, not the bookish one, Simon, the one that seems to get in a lot of sexual awkward situations. Yep. I wish the guy that punched a fish was in there, but he wasn't. So this guy goes through a messy breakup and his friend says, "Why don't we forget about everything and let's go to this big 3-day festival out in a field?" And they do, and it's a very loose collection of skits and stuff. But Claudia Doherty is in there a lot, and she does really well, so good work to her. Would I recommend this movie? No, it was not particularly good. Was it a good way to waste an hour and a half? Not overly. But I was comfortable in a chair, and the movie progressed, and then it was over. That said, I imagine that if you are 16 and about to go to your first music festival ever, then you might really love this music, a movie about music. But we'll see how it goes. I don't think it's going to make too much of an impression. There were Noel Fielding was in there as a DJ called Hammerhead. He wears a hammerhead mask on his head to really reinforce that joke of the hammerhead. Anyway, he accidentally eats some shellfish and gets all blown up in the face, allergic reaction. So, yep, you guessed it. Someone else gets to perform wearing the mask. I spoiled it. All right, we'll cut that bit. I'm going to press the button and then I know that's where it cut.
Solving mysteries, rewriting histories. You're listening to We Are The Watchers.
All right, moving on. I saw another movie called The Wave, and this movie was way better than I expected. Not fantastic, but a good bit of fun. It stars Justin Long, who you might remember as the Mac guy. He was also, we've talked about him before. If you don't know who Justin Long is, Google Justin Long. Anyway, he's in this movie with Donald Faison, who is Turk from Scrubs. Always nice to see Turk, even when he's not particularly interested in being in the movie like this movie was. But he was there. Anyway, this movie, Justin Long, he's in a, he works as like a, he finds bits in people's insurance claims when they die of why they can deny the claim. So he's not a good guy. He's having serious problems with his wife at home. And he, pardon me, cut. Goes out on the town one night with his mate because he has a big day at work. They win and, kind of willingly gets drugged by this thing called the wave. And someone's like, this thing is going to hit you like a wave. And then all of a sudden time doesn't exist properly for him anymore. And he's skipping through events of his own life for the next 48 hours and then disappearing back into and stuff. And I don't know, it's a very, very cheap movie, but the like they clearly didn't have a lot of money, but the money stretches and looks really cool up on screen. And there's dream sequences and crazy drug-induced stuff. And it feels very much like one of those late 90s movies about a white guy who's not particularly good learning some morality before he comes into grievous bodily harm. So, it's not quite up there with John Dies at the End for the weird, weird psychedelic trip movie of choice. But it was a lot better than I expected going in. And yeah, Justin Long, got a lot of time for him. And that he will do with The Wave. And, oh, okay, one other one. Oh, I'm getting very excited for Bill and Ted 3. We've talked about it a lot. It's time for them to face the music. So I thought, what better time to go back and watch Bill and Ted? So I did. And Bill and Ted 1, or Excellent Adventure, remains excellent, but I haven't watched Bogus Journey in a long time, and Death is fantastic in it, but there's a lot of stuff in there that I didn't really remember, and it does not hold up as well. So I'm not nervous for the next one. I don't think we're going to be having evil Bill and Ted robots or an alien called Station that's clearly an offcut from a Henson production thing that splits into, I don't know, some weird stuff going on in Bill and Ted, man. It's good, but yeah, Bill and Ted, Excellent Adventure. Way better. I watched that with Shay, and she didn't get a lot of it. But I'm hoping as she grows up, she will enjoy it a little bit more. Hey, all right. I lied before when I said there was no news. There was some news, but it was kind of buried news. I don't know. There was a movie a few years ago called Sleight, S-L-E-I-G-H-T, as in sleight of hand. And it's a magic movie. I watched it a while ago. And I never talked about it on the show, but I'm only going to bring it up briefly now because the writer-director of it, it looks like he's going to be working on a Star Wars TV show, which is pretty cool. But, this movie, it's produced by WWE, like the wrestling guys, and it's not a wrestling movie at all, but this young street hustler guy kind of maybe installs an electromagnet in his arm to help him do magic tricks better. And it's maybe not a very smart idea to embed magnets under skin. Magnets, how do they work? It's a question from the greatest philosophers of our era, Shaggy Two Dope, and anyone from Insane Clown Posse or the wider Posse family.
Yeah. Slight. Pretty good.
What have we done? Okay, we've done that. And we've done that. All right, I've got to press the button to go to an ad.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Well, that was good. Thank you for that. Okay, we're going to fire off. Leah's got another question that she's left for me here.
Do you think everyone will accept Dany as the rightful queen of the throne at the end of Game of Thrones?
Okay, so that question clearly came from about 18 months ago because, no, Dany didn't win on Game of Thrones. That's an awkward question. That's really time-dated awkwardly. Huh. Shit. All right, I might, if I can work out how to cut this, I might cut this too. It's going to be a pretty thin episode, I think. All right, do I have a quiz? What's this question?
Hi, Tom. Are you enjoying doing the podcast solo so far?
No.
Do you think the next Star Wars movie will be as bad as The Last Jedi?
Yes.
If Nickelodeon remade Wild and Crazy Kids, would you dress as a cool teenager and audition as one of the hosts?
Maybe.
How many cupcakes do you think you could eat in a minute?
13. Baker's dozen. There we go. Cupcakes.
This one is sent in from Haley. I've just gotten a blue heeler puppy and I don't know what to call it. Any suggestions?
I think the best name for a dog is Trent. Good quiz, Leah. Thank you. Those questions, I don't know if they were recorded at the same time as her one about Game of Thrones, but that is awkward. How is it that I have more notes than I ever do? And yet, it's damn fucking way getting through this. All right. I'm just going to...
Warning.
Oh! Okay. This is the button. This is the one. All right. Leah told me in case of real genuine emergency, I can press button 16. I'm not entirely sure what it does, but I know it's got content behind it. So, friends, thank you for joining me through this very haphazard experience that I feel we both grew from, perhaps not grew together. I hope I haven't grown further away from you because you continue to take up more room than really necessary in my heart. That's what I feel for you, which is nice of me. All right, I'm going to press this and stop messing around with your time and mine. Tom, thank you very much.
Warning.
If you're listening to this, it means Tom has had issues and probably quite a stressful time trying to record a show solo. So I've come up with a contingency plan that will more than likely be the main body, the main content of the podcast episode. Now, I'm sure if you've been listening for, over 6 months, you will have heard some ads in the podcast. And if you actually listen to them and don't switch off, you'll realize they're not real. They're fake ads. They're jokes. And we've made so many of them that I thought it would probably be a great opportunity to highlight them and make like a whole package of them so that you can really listen and concentrate knowing that they're not real, they're comedy. So here they are, a whole heap of them. Enjoy. And Tom, go and have a lie down. You deserve it.
And now, a word from our sponsor. There's a new cooking show that will blow the rest out of the water.
This totally won't happen.
Can You Can Spaghetti will show the world just how versatile tin pasta really is. Each week, contestants will go head-to-head to see who can deliver
the greatest dish ever.
On toast, truffle-infused, using a smoker, canned spaghetti gelato, mint flavour, in a sandwich packed for a six-year-old. Challenging kitchen locations will really test our contestants' cooking abilities. Barbecue on a train in Gordon Ramsay's shouty restaurant outside a pub at 1 a.m. Can you can spaghetti? Streaming now. A great sitcom has to have a great catchphrase, and a great catchphrase needs a great sitcom. Coming to your TV and streaming sites next year is the new catchphrase show, Can You Not? Freshly arrived in the Big Apple, Janine is faced with people doing wildly inappropriate things. One hot dog, thanks, Mr. Hot Dog Stand Man.
Ketchup and mustard.
Can you not? One beer, thanks, Mr. Barperson.
Any sort in particular?
Can you not? 84th and Broadway driver.
You got it. How's your day been so far?
Can you not? Can you not? Out 2020. Rugs. Carpets. Carpet rugs. Rug carpets. Rugs that look like carpets. Carpets disguised as rugs. Everything must go. It's our closing down sale for today. We will be closing our doors once and for all for the day at 5 p.m. Never to be opened again on this particular day. It's our end of lease sale. We renew on a weekly basis. Nice rugs. Ugly rugs. Cheap rugs with expensive price tags. Actual magic flying rugs. 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 Rugs! I've said the word rug so much now that it's lost all meaning to me. Rugs! Come and take our rugs off our hands and put them on your floors. Rugs, 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 rugs. Espresso. Cappuccino. Muffins. Filtered coffee that's sitting on the counter being slightly warm. Come in, sit down. But not on the orange couch or any seats surrounding it, as they're all reserved. And get yourself caffeinated all while you wear an oversized shirt, a paisley vest and rock a product-heavy hairstyle. Live music each Thursday afternoon from 3:30 to 3:35. Next time you're in the Big Apple checking out the fountains, come and take a load off at Central Perk, somewhere in New York City. Smell is a scent. Scent is a motive. Primal. Individual. Single. Words. Said. In. A. Meaningful. Way. Capture who you are. Who you've always been. What are they feeding you? No. No. More like, what is your scent of choice? Smelly cat parfum. Perfume. Parfait? Eau de toilet. Of litter. Sleeping through alarms has long been an issue. Hitting the snooze button even more so. Want something that will help you get up out of bed first time every time? Welcome to the 3 a.m. Thoughts app. If certain thoughts can keep you awake in the middle of the night, why not harness their powers for good? If I tell Cheryl from work to stop saying hi to me each time she walks past my desk on the way to the loo, will she get offended? If someone sitting on the bus tomorrow is allergic to peanuts, could they die because I ate satay last night? Could I be arrested for murder? What should I make for Christmas lunch? There's only 20 weeks left to come up with something. 3 a.m. Thoughts app. Download it now. Having a beauty regime is not only a lot of work, but ridiculous. If you're not a full-time rich person who can afford to have makeup artists, stylists, and style artists to look after your face, you don't really have a regime. You get up in the morning more tired than you did when you went to bed. Sleeping has somehow sucked all the moisture out of your skin, and somebody replaced your eyes with black holes. There's no amount of makeup you can use in the 45 seconds you've allocated to doing your face that will make you look like a freshly together person. So why make yourself feel bad? Why make life harder than it needs to be? It'll Do Makeup covers those bad things on your face just enough that you can walk out of the house knowing you'll look good enough not to scare people. In this busy world, that's good enough, right? It'll Do Makeup. In all chip aisles, in all the supermarkets, because who can be bothered with walking down a different row? Excited you were when you and your mate got huge, heavy backpacks and filled them with everything you needed to survive lots of hostels. And you flew halfway across the globe on your six-month adventure. There were new sights every day, new mates from far-flung places, eating toast with pesto sauce on the slices because you forgot to bring Vegemite with you, saving your allocated spending money not on museums and tourist attractions, but rather cheap alcohol. Because priorities. We bet you miss those days as much as we do. You're too old for it now. You'd look like a toolie, but you're too young for those retired folks' cruises and bus trips. You're smack bang in the middle with nowhere to go. Till now. Join one of our not quite youth holiday tour groups today. If you're between the ages of 35 and 50, this is just for you. No hostels, no bingo. Instead, lots of places you can't remember going to the first time and better alcohol. Relive your younger travelling days with like-minded, non-sad people. Book your next adventure today. Picture it. The weekend. I know, to dream the dream, right? You've slept in and it was great, even though you did wake up 16 times worried you'd missed your weekday alarm. Work isn't dictating your schedule today. Social media and brunch is. The ruler of the day, the boss of the weekend, the cafe is calling you. In this documentary, we explore the popularity of being a foodie influencer. If you don't go, who will live stream eating a chia pudding bowl without the chia? Your friends will wonder if they should remain your friends if you don't stand up on your chair, lean over the table to get the best angled shot of your poached eggs, maple bacon and chia toast. If you don't post photos of you enjoying your avocado chia seed pancakes, did they ever even exist? Anyone can ask for a chia chai hold the tea, but will they get what they ask for if they don't have 20,000 or more followers? Watching the likes go up and up and up and up and up and witnessing your reach and engagement hit a record high is what influencers live for. Even ones who eat their weight in snow pea shoots each year. Brunching through the roof, now streaming. People's front yards say a lot about them. Some people love all lawn, grass, green, lush and mown every 5 minutes. Other homes have lovely English cottage gardens filled with flowers of all colours and bees to match. If you're an Aussie, you may prefer to have a native garden that showcases all the wonderful plants that only grow in this great land. There's also the cement front yard with its tasteful marble lions and other such majestic animals. Always a solid choice. But what if you're different? What if you want to say something else with your garden? Ever thought of a car junkyard? We here at Dead Car Gardens can install all the old cars, then you can sit back, let the weeds grow in and the rust take hold and be proud that you'll be the talk of the street. Check out our website for the full catalogue of car carcasses we stock. Corollas, Civics from the 80s through to 2016, Herbie the Love Bug replicas, DeLoreans and the trusty Kingswood. Dead Car Gardens, because you're worth it. Kids stuck inside staring at screens all day long. We blame them, but is the alternative just not interesting enough? How many times can a 10-year-old swing back and forth on a swing?
Boring.
Is sliding down a slippery dip really better than watching fail videos on YouTube?
No.
Are monkey bars really that much fun if you're not a monkey? No. We transform everyday dull parks for kids into total nightmares. Slides of knives. Merry-go-round till she go crazy. Zombie sandbox. Seesawing you in half. Creepy Playground Makeovers is a brand new renovation program coming this spring.
How are you liking the fake ads so far? If you do have any ideas for fake ads, you can send them in to thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com. If you've got any quiz ideas, you can send them in there as well. Don't forget, we're on all of the things like Facebook. Just search The Watchers Podcast. We're also on Twitter, The Watchers Podcast. You can search for that, or the handle is thewatcherspod1. And we are also on Instagram. Once again, The Watchers Podcast. Check them all out. Like and follow them all so you can see all the ridiculous things that we do and say on all of the social medias, and maybe send us a wave emoji. That'd be nice. We'd like that.
You've read all the self-help books and listened to all the podcasts purporting to know the secret key on how to make you a better you. You could end up being cynical and screaming into the wind that no one knows the real me, and how could they possibly know what it takes to make me a better me? Or you could listen intently, make notes and one of those vision board things, and go about changing yourself. Create a superior version of yourself in every way. Your peak you. Getting stuff done, making the most of every second of the day. Productivity is through the roof and you're basically the superhero version of yourself. But something is wrong. Something is a little off and you can't quite put your finger on it. Mainly because you're too busy being the optimum you. Then you realise you've tapped all the tappable potential inside you. You're bored with your new smug self, and looking in the mirror whilst Instagram worthy makes you groan and roll your eyes excessively. This is where we can help. We've written over 24 books and have 57 different podcasts where we teach people to untap the tapped potential and revert back to your former lovable lazy self. Visit stopbeingannoying.com.au for 10% off the untappable today. Who doesn't love a ham and pineapple pizza? We know some people may have a slight aversion to them, but they do not know what they're talking about. If you lie awake at night wishing there was some place you could go to where the only topping option is ham and pineapple, go ahead right now and call us heroes. Welcome to Pineapple Pizza Pizza Place. If you've blown out the candles on the cake and made your birthday wish, we've already made it come true because Pineapple Pizza Pizza Place is a thing. If you and your mates were thinking of starting your own business and that business was to open a chain of pizza places that only serve ham and pineapple, well, you're about to be very jealous and intrigued because we are friends who thought of and then actually started Pineapple Pizza Pizza Place first. Come in and eat all the sweet and salty slices your stomach can take today. Climate change is real and it's happening, whether we like it or not. With this, the important question is, how will we sleep when it's too hot? If we use air conditioning, will we be adding to the problem? Will a fan cut it? We need to rethink how we think about changing for climate change. We need to change for climate change from the inside. Perfect temperature hypnosis is a revolutionary way to tackle our future problems without creating more. We can train your brain to thinking 42 degrees is the ideal temperature in a sleeping environment. We here at She'll Be Right Clinics want to help humans adjust to the world that we've created. Head to our website to book your appointment today. Welcome to a new year where everything will be old and new at the same time. We're bringing them back. Sunflower hats, Think the 1990 to 1995 TV sitcom Blossom. Think the cooler than cool Australian all-girl group who were taking it from me and living a girl's life. Girlfriend. They rocked the big floppy faux velvet hats with a huge fake sunflower smack bang in the front. And everybody will be wearing them again in 2020. Whether you used to get around in one growing up or you're just discovering them for the first time, you'll agree it's the must-have look for the new year. Now with hidden phone charger. Sunflower hats. Get yours today. Did the ancient Egyptians have help from aliens to build the pyramids? What treasures are buried on Oak Island? Did the Hanging Gardens of Babylon really hang in a spectacular fashion? People have been asking these exact questions for so long that we have no known evidence of who asked them first. We've decided it's too difficult to find out, so we're looking to solve other mysteries. Why does the TV show go quiet when you ask the others in the lounge room if the volume is okay? How come the queue you pick at the supermarket always ends up being the slowest? Where does the missing sock go for that week you can't find it? Tune in each Monday-ish to follow our experts uncover the secret answers to these infuriating questions. Solving the mystery. We'll get to the bottom of them for you. And that's going to do it for the whole entire episode this week. It's been an interesting one. I must say you probably agree with me when I say it's been unusual, but I think quite entertaining. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, The Watchers Podcast, and also on Twitter, The Watchers Podcast, or the handle is The Watchers Pod 1, and also we're on Facebook. Look for The Watchers Podcast. Till next week, arriva turkey.